Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with college basketball. The Green Bay Phoenix defeated the UIC Flames 81-70 at the Rest Center as they won their 11th straight at home on Wednesday night. Alec Brown had 20. Kiefer Sykes added 18 points with 10 rebounds and 7 assists for head coach Brian Wardle's club, who's now a 9 out of 10 in the Horizon League.
Good win. We love wins. That's what we work hard for. And they're not easy to come by, so we'll take any win in February and move on.
Green Bay down 19-4 overall. They blocked 11 shots in that game, giving them 172 on the season for the fourth year in a row. That is a new single-season blocks record. Big reason for that is the 7-1 senior Alec Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We got guys that can block on this team. You know, we got some length and some guys that can jump. We still got to guard the ball a little bit better, so we're not giving up so many open drives. But, I mean, those lead to blocks.
Green Bay will host UW-Milwaukee Saturday afternoon at 1. Second-ranked Wichita State defeated Indiana State 65-58. Shockers, one of only two unbeatens left in college hoops. Number 5, San Diego State over Boise State 67-65. 10th-ranked Louisville beat Houston 77-62. Number 15, St. Louis, a 65-49 winner over St. Joe's. In the Big Ten, number 16, Michigan, a 79-50 rout of Nebraska. 20th-ranked Gonzaga beat Portland 71-66. Number 21, Virginia over Boston College 77-67. 22nd-ranked Pittsburgh beat Miami 59-55 in overtime. And West Virginia knocked off number 23, Oklahoma in overtime 91-86. Division III basketball, the top-ranked team in the country, UW-Stevens Point, falling for the first time. Number 7, Whitewater beat them in WEAC play 81-76, also going overtime. St. Norbert ranked 8th in Division III, defeated Lawrence 79-69 on the road to tie a school record with their 16th consecutive win, and this one clinches at least a share of the Midwest Conference regular season title as they get to 14-0 in conference play, 18-1 overall. Austin Elliott and Cam Cerrone each with 21 points. Cerrone hit 10 of 10 free throws to make it 39 in a row without a miss, and that sets another school record. Wisconsin Lutheran knocked off Lakeland at Wolfson Gym 87-76. Justin Ward at 27 for the Muskies, who fall to 16-5 on the season, 12-4 in the NAC. Women's play, Nebraska knocked off Wisconsin 71-70. The Marquette gals over Seton Hall 62-60. And the St. Norbert women defeated Lawrence 66-37. Heidi Van Sistine with 16. Green Knight ladies now 15-4 overall, 12-2 in the Midwest Conference. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks had another chance to win back-to-back games for the first time this year. But it didn't happen. In Denver, they fall to the Nuggets 110-100. And Larry Sanders and Chris Middleton each had 25 for the Bucks in the loss. Wilson Chandler led Denver with 24. Ty Lawson, 18 points, 13 assists, said we kept the Bucks at bay.
We just switched up our defensive schemes. Instead of going under the point guard, we started trapping him, and it was getting more active because I think he was being a little lazy. So, you know, it helped us get energized, get easy buckets, and a lot of steals.
Milwaukee falls to 9-40 with the loss, but guard Brandon Knight says at least we played all 48 minutes.
We definitely had some positive moments in the first half. And even in the second half, there's a lot of games where we don't have a fight, the intensity, but we had it this game.
The Bucks will be back home to host the Houston Rockets on Saturday. The Rockets got 34 points, 14 rebounds from Dwight Howard in beating Phoenix 122-108. Elsewhere on the association scoreboard, Boston, a 114-108 victory over Philadelphia. Jeff Green with 36. Orlando knocked off Detroit 112-98. Steve Blake, a triple-double for the LA Lakers, a 119-108 victory over the Cavaliers. Blake with 11 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds. San Antonio gets 31 from Tim Duncan in beating Washington 125-118 in double overtime. New Orleans Pelicans, a 105-100 win over Atlanta. Anthony Davis, 27 points and 10 rebounds. Dallas beat Memphis 110-96. It was Portland over the Knicks, 94-90. Oklahoma City downing Minnesota, 106-97. Kevin Durant with 26. Sacramento beat Toronto 109-101. And the Miami Heat, a winner over the LA Clippers, 116-112. On the ice, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Anaheim Ducks hooked up, two best teams in the NHL. Blackhawks with a 2-0 victory. Corey Crawford with 29 saves, his first shutout of the year, but he says the win is the thing.
The win is the most important thing. It's always nice to get a shutout, but I think catching up to them a little bit, you know, that's what's important.
They are now just 1 point behind Anaheim for the best record in the league. It was Pittsburgh 5, Buffalo 1, San Jose a 2-1 overtime win over the Dallas Stars. Tommy Wingles getting the game-winning goal, but he says we need more offense.
You know, I'm a big part of that group that the scoring's kind of vanished from, and, you know, the onus is on the guys to pick that up. You know, I got one tonight, but, you know, the numbers, you know, in the past game still isn't where it needs to be. So it's something we're working on. You know, the group of guys that need to pick it up, you know, we will. You know, we're confident players, and we'll get there.
Former Major League pitcher and current ESPN analyst Curt Schilling announcing he has cancer, issued a statement through the network to reveal the diagnosis but did not divulge the nature of the cancer. Six-time All-Star, 216-game winner. Major League Soccer announcing Wednesday former star David Beckham has exercised his option for an expansion franchise. Miami will be the club's home. Beckham's ownership group will now work with MLS and local officials to secure a site for a new soccer stadium. They hope to begin play in 2017, maybe as early as 2016. Big day for high school athletes as they are able to sign national letters of intent to attend the college of their choice. Wisconsin Badger football coach Gary Anderson with his first full recruiting class of 25 players. They loaded up on the offensive line at wide receiver and in the secondary, but they also signed a four-star recruit at quarterback, DJ Gillens of Jacksonville, Florida. Anderson says he'll come in and compete with Joel Stave and the rest.
An athletic quarterback brings a lot to the table if he's prepared to be able to do that mentally, and that's what has to take place for him to have that opportunity. Now they're going to work together. That quarterback room works very well together, and there may be some opportunities to do some things where, you know, you can use him in certain situations or certain scenarios. We'll see how that goes with DJ.
Alabama Crimson Tide getting letters of intent from 2 5-star prospects, allowing them to have the best recruiting class according to the ranking services. Marks the sixth time in 7 years Alabama captured top honors. What a day in the Emerald City. The world champion Seattle Seahawks returned home for their victory parade. Crowd estimated at 700,000 lined the streets, and the parade headed to CenturyLink Field for a rally. That included comments from quarterback Russell Wilson, who said, hey, why not do it again?
The thing that I said was to win multiple Super Bowls, you got to win the first one first. And so our mindset right now, like we've been saying all year, is, as us players have been saying, what's next? And so our plan is to hopefully win another one for you next year. Go Hawks.
General manager John Schneider assembled the Super Bowl champs who demolished Denver 43-8 in the title game last Sunday. And Schneider knows what this is all about.
Growing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where Coach Lombardi coached, I feel very honored, humbled to be a small part of bringing the first Vince Lombardi trophy to the city of Seattle.
And one more note from the National Football League. The Thursday night television package is going to be split beginning in 2014. The NFL Network, which has carried all of the games to this point, will take 8 of the contests, and the CBS Network will get the other 8 primetime games on Thursday night, spending a reported $200 million for the rights. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.